I'm NASCAR Steve, and it's time for the Fast Lane. All three top series raced at Las Vegas Motor Speedway this weekend. The Craftsman Trucks fired up the action on Friday night. Ty Majeski swept the stage wins and led 40 laps, but was taken out of contention along with Nick Sanchez due to speeding on pit row. Just two real cautions in this one for two single truck spins. With 20 to go, Raja Karuth took the lead and never looked back, picking up his first truck series win. Tyler Akram, Corey Heim, Taylor Gray, and Christopher Bell finished top five. The trucks are back at Bristol in 2 weeks. The Xfinity teams rolled on Saturday. 70-mile-per-hour gusts made the race a challenge. Chandler Smith showed the way early, sweeping the stage wins and leading 74 laps, but faded in the final. Just two cautions in this one, and the guy who finished second in the stages came to life in the final. John Hunter Nemechek led 99 laps and in the end claimed his 10th Xfinity Series win. Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, Austin Hill, and Riley Herbst finished top five. The Cup teams raced on Sunday, and for the second race in a row at Vegas, Kyle Larson put on a clinic, and it was a really tough day in the pits with a ton of teams getting busted, including Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, and Daniel Hemric for speeding. Other teams like Ty Gibbs and Bubba Wallace's crews were the mistakes. Two cautions in stage one for fluid on the track from Christopher Bell's car, and then Chris Boescher lost a wheel and damaged the wall, bringing a red flag for repair. Bell spun again in stage two, then one caution in the final for Corey LaJoie spinning alone after a flat tire. Tyler Reddick got close in each stage of the race, but just couldn't catch Kyle Larson. Larson swept the stages and led 181 of 267 laps on the way to his second in a row at Vegas and third overall at the track, also his 20th career win. Here's Kyle after the race.
I knew Tyler was going to be the guy to beat from the first stage. You know, he was really fast there, and I was hoping those guys were going to get racing a little bit longer behind me because I felt like it was going to time out to where, you know, he was running really hard and getting the toe to catch me at the end. And thankfully, was able to air block him a couple laps and get him tight. And I thought him and Bubba were going to get, you know, working together again to build a run, but so I was happy that didn't happen. But all in all, such a great, great job by this IndyCar's Chevy team, and just their execution, pit road, restarts, all that was great. So cool to get a win here at Vegas again, back-to-back, swept all the stages again, so can't ask for much more.
Reddick, Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, and Ty Gibbs finished top five. Noah Gragson, Martin Truex, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and William Byron finished top 10. The Xfinity and Cup Series teams are back at Phoenix Raceway this weekend. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Monday, March 4th, powered by Mikoff Tire with 14 locations, including Gaylord, Cadillac, and Kalkaska. And by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Truck and Trailer Accessories, and more. And by J-Lube Services with four locations to serve you better in Traverse City.